Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Toku Podcast. My name's Holly and I'm Kate. Hello, everyone.
Hello, welcome to the Toku Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm... What? No!
No, I'm not.
God damn it!
I was just about to say, I'm Kate, and I was like, wait.
That's the order we always do it, and I got confused.
Okay, I thought...
I'm not Holly.
That wasn't deliberate, was it?
What if someone's listening to this for the first time? They're like, got it, that's Holly. Holly's the one that's not Geordie.
Because we sound kind of similar. Like, when I've listened back, I kind of can't tell who said what.
If it's a funny joke, it's mine. That's the way I do it.
If it's witty, then I'm on ball.
Yep. Okay, so I'm not Holly. I literally just said, I'm not going to fuck this up. And then I go, hello, I'm Holly.
See, I thought you did it deliberately. And, like, then you were going to work it. But then you went all red and you panicked.
I forgot my name.
And then I almost said, I'm Kate, but I'm not.
You didn't.
Okay, so
I'm... Like, why isn't she saying her name?
I'm Holly.
I'm not Holly. I'm Kate.
Yeah, this is Kate. And we are joined by our special episode 10 guest,
Can
Chris
you remember
Scullion.
Your name?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm your name? Disappointed because I wanted to be Holly.
No, I'm Holly.
Yeah, we always fight who gets to be Holly before we start the podcast.
You always win.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Well, so, how is everyone?
Jet lagged.
Yeah, you've been very busy. Yes. You've been flying around the planet.
Yes, in a plane.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
Saving the world.
Not that cool.
Yeah.
Saving the world from bad games coverage, which there is a lot of.
Oh, man, that sounds like the worst promo ever.
Yeah.
I'm
kind of sad about that now. But I got to do loads of cool stuff. Mm-hmm. I watched loads of films on the plane. That's my highlight.
Awesome.
Which ones?
Yeah, what'd you watch?
I watched Ex Machina. Super good.
Apparently
it's filmed in this amazing hotel in Scandinavia or something.
Sweet.
Fun fact.
Well, that's all I needed.
And I also watched The Voices, which I can't stop talking about because, oh my God, it was so good. It's like
a
film.
I haven't heard of that.
No one's heard of it, but I saw the person on the seat in front of me watching it and I was like, Ryan Reynolds is in that. I'm going to watch it. And then I did. And
Sold.
It was so good. Oh, it was so good. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. Watch it.
Okay, sweet. Oh, sorry. There's three of us sharing a little mic, so
yes.
We're trying to remember to lean in.
Yeah.
And it's getting nice and cozy
Isn't
now.
Didn't the CEO of Yahoo write a book about leaning into the microphone?
What?
No.
Is that a euphemism?
That's what Tezonde used to do, or is that an internet meme that's before your time?
I don't know. Let's pretend it is.
Youngsters coming in like, but then,
that's why you're here.
I've been on the internet.
Don't you remember Chocolate Rain?
Okay,
yes, and you'd go,
See, the joke I was trying to make was much more niche. Sheryl Sandberg, I think she's the CEO of Yahoo, wrote a kind of pro-women book called Lean In, and I was joking that it was about being close to the microphone.
Oh, see, I thought it actually was. Like, I was with you. I was like, that's
how does
she
write about that? She's really into sound editing. Okay, let's carry on. I'm doing terribly. I'm so tired.
Yeah, well, I think we're all pretty tired right now. So I'm like, I'm having tea, like desperate. I considered having a Red Bull.
Yeah.
But I thought that might push me over the edge, and then I'd be like screaming into the microphone, like incoherently, just like. So yeah, how are you, Chris? What have you been up to?
I'm okay. I'm good. I've been preparing to move back to Scotland with
my wife. Except you're not yay.
You're abandoning us.
I can only take
Chris.
Your first answer, which was yay.
What does Scotland have that we don't have?
Scottish people.
business.
Exactly. Yeah.
And hopefully a job.
Yeah, that's true. That's a seller.
Which would be lovely. No, I just been here for 9 years now, so it's time to have a family and shit like that. So yeah.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah.
Be dead good.
So I haven't done anything. I'm just trying to think. I was like, I've been asking people what they're doing, and I was like, I've done fuck all. I went to a Batman thing yesterday.
Batman.
Which is really weird, because I thought it was going to be a games launch, like the game launch. Mm. But it was actually like the launch for like this art exhibition.
I saw loads of pictures of creepy Batmans. Yeah, yeah. Is that that?
Yeah, that's that. And it's like these different art, like some of them are artists, and then some of them are like Jonathan Ross and Eliza Doolittle have like, you know, the natural who you go to for Batman things. Yeah. Have like redesigned the cape and the cowl. It was called something like that. And I went along, and I went with Lydia of Squid Gaming fame, and we went along, and we were just like, we walked in, I was like, I know no one here. It was literally just full. I think it was a lot of art people. Yeah, so I was literally like,
oh, they're worse than games people.
I have literally nothing in common with these people. But the
You've
only thing
drawn pictures.
I have.
You
I've
do
done,
loads of pictures.
I did a slightly threatening Link in his cardigan.
Yeah.
I did sunburnt Kirby.
That was good.
Yeah.
How does that work? Because surely it looks pretty sunburnt already as it is.
Well, I will have to show you. I'll post them up on Twitter, but I just did a couple because my friend of mine, Faye Stacey, who did the graphics for our Toku thing, she's a really good artist, and whenever she comes over, we kind of amuse ourselves by having little art competitions where we try and, like, she'll draw something, then I'll draw something, and because I'm so bad. I tried to do Mulder and Scully once, and I kind of did it, like, they looked like they were, like, yin and yang and, like, melting into each other.
That's kind of beautiful,
It was
though,
in a weird
they
way.
Are.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
sounds a bit like, do you remember, Kate, I know Kate's played this Pokemon Art Academy.
Yes.
Where they teach you how to draw Pokemon, and you're playing it with another, like, student, like a fake student in the game. And every time you finish the drawing, like, you go, here's my drawing, and then the other student who's learning goes, here's mine, and it's like the most wrong Psyduck you've ever seen, with his like jaw, like as if he's had a stroke or something, and it's horrible.
And they're obviously
this
doing
this
on purpose.
Thing. I'm the other student, like that's me in this scenario.
But that's the thing, like some kids are going to be really bad at Pokemon Art Academy, and they're going to draw it, and then what if the shit
that?
One turns out better, and you're like, oh god, no!
Like one of my main things, so obviously like Miiverse is this extraordinary place that's just bizarre. Like one of my favourite places to go and look is the Art Academy one. The Art Academy Miiverse is spectacular. Like there'll be like a kid that's drawn like a line, it's like work in progress guys, like don't judge me too hard, but you know it's gonna be a Mario but with I don't know, like Kirby's face or something like that. Like it's just it's so strange.
should we meant to start with a question. Why haven't we started with a question, Holly?
We haven't started with our traditional.
You're the worst.
I'm sorry.
Okay, pick a question. Pick a question.
Let's pick a question.
Faster.
Okay, existential panic, old Dar Jim of video gamer fame. He says,
you say fame? I don't know.
Infamy is closer.
Yeah.
Okay. Question for the podcast. How come Scully's a total FUD, like a pure total one?
I don't know if FUD, does FUD translate?
Yeah, what is
over...
FUD? I thought, what is FUD?
This is why we got
the Scottish
one.
I wouldn't say that
one.
Much. FUD is Scottish, like Glaswegian slang for the vagina. So if someone's being a FUD, it's essentially the Scottish version of Fanny.
There's so much I get confused about. Like when he's tweeting, like when Jim's tweeting and he says like, it took me ages to realise that a boby is a dick.
Yeah.
I thought it was a baby, like for
ages. No, a boby.
That makes no sense. Because he's always talking about sucking them.
I don't know.
Jim suck babies?
In Edinburgh during the festival, there's a stall where people sell like comedy boxer shorts and stuff, and there's one with like a dog on it, and it says Greyfriars Bobby. That's the joke. See, now you'll be able to get that joke
and judge it.
Oh god.
Well, it's like you always used to say, like, I didn't realise for ages that a dog was just a
dog. Yeah.
Like
you
I
are
thought
a
that
smart
was
one.
Well, no, because I thought okay, I learned that Bobby was, you know, penis and not a baby.
Not
and
a
so
baby.
I thought Doug isn't going to be dog because that's too easy. That translates too well. And then it was a dog.
I like how you found it acceptable when you thought he was talking about sucking babies.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that much.
Wait a minute, that's a penis.
He's talking about winnies.
No, but it was more just like, oh, look at Balboa be? And I'll be like, look at my baby.
Do you think he's that sweeter man? Because he's not. He's filthy. So do you have an answer?
Yeah, what is the question? How come
I'm a fan?
Flood? Yeah.
I wasn't aware I was. I thought I was all right. Am I just finding out now that I'm actually
the problem is when you work on like Nintendo stuff, you kind of are.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. I mean, I was one, but I saw the light, Chris.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw the light, and it was green. Just to be clear, I'm not being sincere. I mean, obviously, I like my job, so don't fire me. But how do I dig myself out of this?
This is amazing. This is proper. It's like live action Dig Dug.
Yeah, this is terrible. This is. I love the fact that you went. And I thought you were going to say I'm being sincere, but then you were like, I'm not being sincere.
I'm being totally sincere.
I don't
sincere.
Like my job.
I hot Xbox. Let's carry on. We've done questions. We've done intro questions. What do we normally do now?
We usually chat for a little bit.
Okay, let's chat. Have we covered what you did?
What have you done? Oh, I did the weird Batman thing, which is very strange.
Yeah, okay, we've done your story.
But I had a revelation. I had a revelation where I realised that I've grown up as a person. And it was a free box. Obviously, it's Warner Brothers, so, you know, mm-hmm. got money there.
And you went to go and vomit in the toilet rather than on the floor. I'm so proud of you.
No, I usually find the Warner Brothers PR and mm-hmm. vomit on him as a kind of gesture of take your alcohol back.
Oh, I thought it was like a power play. Like, I'm better than you. Blah.
If it was a power play, then I'd be going for like a space.
What did you do? Did you vomit on a cowl instead?
I vomited on a cowl, and then I wrote Holly Nielsen's version of the cape and cowl.
And then they gathered around and were like, oh my god, it's such a profound statement.
In a way, we're all sick of Batman.
Okay, now you should tell us what you're really.
Oh, it's so disappointing now. It's so disappointing. It was a free bar, and we went and got cocktails. I needed to make cocktails, and they were just ridiculously strong. Like, I got, it was called a boom ting.
A boom ting.
I've never heard of it before.
But that sounds horrible. No, that makes me want to throw up on a Warner Bros. PR.
It was literally like 70% rum. Yum. Just like rum. Nice. And I tasted it and I was like, it's horrible. And then so I went to the bar and I was like, excuse me. And it was really loud. So I was like, excuse me, excuse me. And then like trying to get his attention. And then I was like, can I have a boom ting? And then he was like, okay. And then he went to go make it. And I was like, oh, sorry. Can I have it a weak boom ting? And I was like, oh my God, what have I become? I'm at a free bar and I'm like asking for weak drinks.
In an old lady voice.
Yeah,
apparently.
Pretty much.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Not much rum, please. I've got diabetes.
I've got the diabetes. There's not like many. You can't really say boom ting like in Iran.
Boom
like,
thing?
Is it meant to be boom thing? Or is it like a sound effect? Like
I don't know. Boom ting. Well, they had like all the rest of the cocktails were just like Moscow Mule, like normal stuff, mm-hmm. right. And then boom ting.
So it's not like they were all Batman.
Well, that's what I thought at first.
Because then you'd think like something's fired a gun and it's rebounded off a wall. Or
oh,
something.
It's like that amazing, the really old one of is it Batman punching someone? So it's like,
wank.
Just the best thing ever.
Well, I would love if that was a drink. Because that'd be great to order.
The wank?
I'll have a wank! No, you will not, sir!
Not again.
Go in the toilets, at least.
That's why Barry was banned here, remember?
Do it on the cowl, like everyone does.
Do it on the Warner Bros. PR there, scum, apparently. Allegedly. Not being sincere, please don't fire me. I'd really like to play Lego, so...
I actually have pre-ordered Lego Dimensions.
Oh my god, it's so good!
It does look so good. I've watched the Portal one. I'm kind of surprised that... I don't know, it just seems so random. Like, I was like, Portal? What?
I was just surprised, getting really nerdy now and not that funny. When they first announced it, I thought, this is good, but let's wait and see, because all the stuff they announced at first was Warner Brothers properties.
Yeah.
I thought, come on. Yeah. But and then they said, no, actually, Doctor Who and The Simpsons and Scooby-Doo are going to be in it. I went, oh, okay, this is fucking mental.
Yeah, I was confused, because I got Simpsons, because obviously they're doing Simpsons Lego up there. Ta-da!
No one on the podcast can see it. Oh, it's actually just a dead cat.
Yeah, it's the dead cat. It's got a Lego brick.
Holy no!
It's that's lovely. Not it's Santa's really little helper. Nice.
Okay, good for you. I actually interviewed one of the Lego Dimensions guys. Everyone I've ever talked to at TT has been so nice. I want to just hug them.
Yeah, they're lovely.
I want to hug them and then kidnap them and force them to make games for me. But we were doing this thing where I was getting developers to ask each other questions, but he was the last one. So I was like, okay, what we're going to do is you
is
have to ask
you
a question.
You couldn't be bothered to interview them. You're like,
oh no,
it was just
I made them ask one question right at the end, and then we're going to cut it together into a video. But he asked a question for me so I could do it as my outro.
Okay.
And so we fed him a question, something like, what was the best thing you ate at E3? And I was like, yeah, I'll answer that. It was fine, whatever. And then he just sort of ad-libbed it and was like, here's my question for Kate. Why are you so small? And I was just like, what? No, what?
Did you just cry?
I did.
It's the end of your video. Yeah. Like, just like zany, funny video. Just going to be you saying that.
It's not my fault.
Considering this is a guy who works with Lego.
Yeah.
That's really, it's like, what, compared
so
to...
You're so small. Why are you so small?
It was like, oh, did either of you ever see what, I don't think it's on anymore, the Art of the Brick? The Lego art thing they had.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, because like, did you see it?
No, I saw pictures of it.
Because like, some of it was really good. Like, I really like the stuff where it was like, you know, like traditional paintings done in Lego. But, oh my God, the guy that did it was such a douche.
Really?
It was like, literally at every... And, like, you went in and you had to watch a video before you saw it, and it was the artist. And he was saying, you know, I wanted to do something with Lego bricks that hadn't really been done before. I wanted to build something. And I was like,
things?
What? Like, that's literally what Lego is for.
Oh, no, I just swim around in it.
Yeah.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
You mean you don't eat it? Like, what?
Well, I
try. I've never understood the Scrooge McDuck thing. I mean, I was old enough to watch Duck Tales back in the day, but even back then I thought... That's a spinal injury.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Neck
first.
I saw an Art of the Brick sculpture because I went to the Warner Brothers studio tour, like, for fun. I know, right?
Crazy.
And
bastards.
They had these, like,
you know how to party.
Batman, like the art thing that you went to. They had these Batman things, but only like three of them. And one of them was terrible. It was all fluffy. Mm. One of them was quite nice, but it was just patterns. And one of them was like a really cool, like, comic. Like front page made out of Lego and in the shape of Batman, and it was by that guy. And I looked at it for a long time and went, ooh,
see, like, some of it was really good, but then in every single like description of the stuff, like, he always reminded me, he was like, I used to be a lawyer, but I decided to give that up and become an artist. And like, literally every single room, when I used to be a lawyer. And it was like, oh my God, I literally do not care.
You know what, and there's just a lot of similarities between building with Lego and building a case.
Yeah, pretty much. It literally was that kind of stuff.
I'm not just a useless dick. I actually did things once.
I'm not just some man that likes Lego. It's like, oh God, yeah. So that was, but other than that, it was quite cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, just sometimes it was just like, oh my God, I'm so sick of this lawyer.
Fucking lawyers.
Yeah.
Building scum. Things out of Lego. Talking of scum, that's really inappropriate.
Scum. Are you going to talk about your job again?
Well, maybe. I was going to make a jokey segue, and then again, I want to assure people that I'm not being sincere. It's a joke, but talking of scum, I went to a party with YouTubers.
It's fine. Actually, what really makes a joke, if you have to say...
I don't want to get fired!
But technically, you're a YouTuber now.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Write down your thumbnails where you're going...
Exactly. You've got you with like your little controllers going...
That's the ultimate YouTuber. And you do Let's Plays. Yeah.
You are pretty much... You are a YouTuber now, yeah. You've left us writers.
No,
I've never seen her eyes go so wide.
Yeah. I saw my.
Wait a minute.
What have I become?
I didn't realise, but they've actually on our YouTube channel got bios of all of us, and I'm really disappointed with mine because it's clearly they don't seem to know who I am or what I did. Like Graham, they've got, you know who Graham is, he's AC Bongos, he's kind of a big deal. And then for Benny, they've got like, yeah, Benny used to be a pro gamer, he's a YouTuber with all these followers. And then they're like, Kate used to write on two gaming magazines, and I'm like, hang on a second,
those weren't any two gaming magazines.
We had a circulation of like 10,000 combined. That's a lot. Okay,
there was the word official in both of them. So
you can find at least three copies in most shops because no one No one really buys them.
I'd like to make it clear
most shops. Most. You walk into most shops.
I'd like to make it clear that the circulation of Official Internal magazine was pretty strong when I was there.
Yeah, whatever.
And it didn't go down due to
that was
the,
before the internet existed.
It didn't go down due to the decline of magazine journalism or anything like that. It was purely because I left, and it made every other magazine lose figures as a result as well.
Yeah. Oh, you do get that every time. Days. Every time you leave a magazine, people are like, "I'm never gonna read it again," and you're like, "Yeah, you probably are, though."
Yeah, you definitely are. Yeah.
I mean, cheers, but it's not really true.
Yeah. Well, I remember when Chris was writing for an official Nintendo magazine. That was the era when I used to read it as a youngin.
Gross.
I know. And I remember reading it and I was like, "Oh, he's quite funny." And then I met him, and I was severely disappointed.
Turns out when people can read, write things over a week, they can edit themselves, right?
No,
and then you meet
them
and you're like, why aren't you funny?
I know, it's a shame.
What's
it's
with
a cost.
That?
It's a cost. Ah. I know, it's
maybe we should make you review something. Maybe you'd be funny again.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will. But,
well, you were talking about, before you were talking about, what was it called? The gingerbread man.
Well, Holly was talking about her love for Gary Busey.
Yeah.
And I informed her of a horror movie called The Gingerbread Man, starring Gary Busey.
That's not a game, though, Chris.
No, but I wasn't meaning to bring it up.
This isn't a game. This isn't a game podcast, Kate.
This is a Toku podcast, because that definitely means something.
But we never talk about films.
Although we did realise that Toku actually is something. It's it's a Japanese
thingy.
Cartoony thing.
Yeah,
it's
what
are they called? Power Rangers?
Yeah, because when you first announced you were doing, it was called Toku Podcast, I thought, I didn't really know they were into that.
Yeah, because we didn't
know. Oh, we
know
are. we've got special episodes lined up where we're just going to talk about Power Rangers and the other ones.
We definitely didn't just put talk through Google Translate. I mean, definitely not what we
does
did.
Does anyone know what else is in that category of things that we
no,
are?
No, I literally know it's Power Rangers and that's it.
It's just people.
I'm
going to
also say Transformers.
I don't think that's it.
Powerpuff Girls.
I think it has to be
like
people fighting giant monsters, or does it not?
Powerpuff Girls has giant
live
monsters.
Action, not live action.
Powerpuff Girls has live action. I don't know.
Your voice getting higher than
that's
higher.
That's really specific.
Yeah, that is. But there are lots of specific things in stuff like that.
In Japan.
Yeah.
God damn them and their specific
specificity.
Things. We just have TV shows.
Yeah.
That's the one big genre.
Live action animated. The end.
Done.
Does it have real people? No. Okay.
You know, because I was talking about, I recently were getting into Legends House, which is
it's basically
it's a show and it's on. I know nothing about wrestling, but my boyfriend's really into it, and he has the WWE network.
I think you'll find it's WWF. That's the one with the wrestling with the big pandas.
The lion
remains king of the WWE.
I know all about wrestling. Please carry on.
So just watch it. It's basically they've just like herded a bunch of old wrestlers and like managers.
Literally?
And a guy that like used to do presenter guy.
Yeah.
I had to really think of the word that I was like, he uses his voice to talk about things.
To present things.
It's not like it's literally what you do or anything.
It's not like, you know, what I sometimes do. And
hi, I'm Holly. Tomorrow. I'm a voice lady who talks on
camera. I sometimes
camera.
Talk stuff. But yeah, and they put them in a big house and they just like set them tasks. And it's just like, you know, like a typical really shitty like American like reality show, which I love. So that's why I'm watching it, because I'm all about the real world and just the lower the production cost, the better in my eyes.
You're a fan of Storage Wars, I assume.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff. Like, it's my ultimate like chill out stuff, just to watch some people like, and I've pretty much just like, and I'm not even sure who these people are, but I've kind of fallen in love with one of them.
Oh no. Wait, are you talking like love
as in I'm
sexy
gonna
sexy love
as in all kinds of love as in spiritual emotional. It's a guy called, it's weird because they're all like 60 and up.
Which is why I'm worried.
But it's a guy called Roddy Piper. And the reason I love it, and he's an old wrestler.
That's a porn star name.
It's a wrestling name.
It's a porn star name.
I mean, no, actually, his full name is even more. It's actually Roddy Piper. So
that's, oh, God. What kind of wrestling? Are we talking about naked wrestling? Because, Holly, that's
what,
different.
Like Greco-Roman wrestling?
Yeah. Like the one where, whoops, it's gone
stripped
inside.
To the waist.
Sorry,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's my kind of wrestling.
Okay, so sexy Roddy Piper.
But I just love it because it's the most surreal program I've ever watched. Like, it's a bunch of old men that, like, are just like, I don't know, so disconnected. Like, one of them actually admits at some point, he was like, oh, I saw the doctor, and he was like, you're lucky you don't have you're not like one IQ lower, or you wouldn't be allowed out, or something like that.
And everyone else is like, ha ha ha,
yeah, pretty
ha,
much. And then but this guy's like, he's like, it's almost like he's like seeing above it all, and like everyone is like kind of like in this weird world, and then he's just like, I don't know, but I'm kind of in love with him.
You've explained that so well.
I don't know. He's really weird.
No, he used to be a film star as well.
Yeah,
what kind of films, Chris?
Yeah. Well,
are we talking sexy films?
No, sadly not.
No,
well, kind of.
Was one called Hell Comes to Frogtown, where he plays a man called Sam Hell, naturally. And it's like post-apocalyptic. No, it's like Mad Max. It's good.
Whoa.
It's almost like Mad Max.
Is it?
And that he's the only, he's the last fertile man on Earth.
Oh, my God, yes!
And the government kidnap him and tell him you have to go around impregnating women. And they strap a bomb to his cock. And say, like, if you don't do it, we're going to kill you. But a lot of the best women are being held captive by these mutant frogs. So he has to go to Frog Town and rescue them.
Oh my God!
Why are they held? Why?
Because they've mutated and they want to keep the women for themselves, even though they can't do anything with them.
They can't have sex with them.
No, because only Sam Hell has.
Well, yeah.
The package.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Come on.
Could they not just imprison him and, you know, milk him?
Although I have...
I'm sure they could.
I think
it's got a duration. I don't think they have fridges in the apocalypse.
I have looked up what he looked like, and I have discovered that I only stopped finding him attractive about 2 years ago. Like, I don't know what it is.
Post-drug addiction.
Yeah!
Oh, that's a very specific type to have. I mean, I kind of understand why you're with Sam now. He does look like that.
But post.
Yeah.
Not during, has to be post.
And 60 years old, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm in it for the long run as Sam. I've got to wait another, like, 35 years, but I'll get there. It's fine. I had to figure that out there, that I didn't just say, like, he was 15.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, wait, that's the same.
Numbers. Adding.
We should probably...
Do challenges?
Yes, move on to challenges. Now, speaking of Legends House... of wrestling.
Oh no.
Something that me and Kate are well versed in.
I'm scared you're going to say wrestling and then we're going to wrestle.
I'm just going to go now and then, make you fight for my
that's
attention.
That's what all the metal chairs are for.
Yeah. That's why I've set up this ring.
I actually look for metal chairs.
Holly's house covered in metal chairs and stepladders.
I'm not prepared
weird.
For this.
It's like you didn't even bring your outfit.
I didn't even bring my helmet.
Okay, right. So basically, I thought we should come up with like our like wrestling like alter egos. So you have like a story.
Oh no!
And then you have a name.
That sounds creative.
And then I thought we should say Is it a promo?
Yeah.
So we just shout.
I've literally never watched wrestling.
Well, I didn't know
how
what
do
this
I do
was
this?
Either. Okay, right. Okay. It's basically right. I got my boyfriend to show me a couple, and it basically looks like what someone would film before they go in a killing spree. Like, they just shout at the camera and go, I'm gonna tear you apart and gonna... But I thought what we should do is we should do Toku versus Chat Very Good representative.
I hate them!
Yeah.
Those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Those pricks.
Okay. I'm getting psyched up.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch him!
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, right. So, first of all, we need names. Need wrestling names. Oh. So as you heard, you've got like Rowdy Roddy Piper. I'm thinking of going for Hellraiser, Holly, something, and then I need a third thing. That would need
is there not a horror film called Hellraiser?
I'm not going off.
I mean, it's like someone went up to The Rock and went, actually, I think you'll find
there
that's
a
rock.
There was a film
you're
called
not
The Rock.
A rock.
The Rock.
As you find that's a thing, therefore you can't call
yourself. Okay, so basically the trick is to name yourself after a film.
So you're Cool Runnings Kate.
No, wait!
That's amazing! Cool Runnings Kate?
You have to put on a Jamaican accent.
I feel like I should have...
This is going to get offensive so very quickly.
I feel like I should have a pun on my name because it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Like I should be
like the grave digger?
No, that's terrible.
Oh, all right.
I've heard them all, okay?
I think you'll find I'm the wrestling fan here.
Yeah, but I think you'll find I'm the wrestler, so...
Well, true enough. True that.
Yeah.
What's yours? You must have thought about this as a child, sure. And then again as actually, an adult.
Surely, you must have drawn little pictures of
I would have thought Skull Crusher, Scullion.
Nice!
That's good.
It's useful.
It does make you sound like a monster truck, but that's
okay. It does a wee bit.
To be fair, a lot of them... Do.
Yeah.
Another one of my favourite was Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Yeah, I like him.
That doesn't even work. That's terrible.
He's a hacksaw.
And then he has his name.
Is he the one that just he carries around as a plank of wood?
Yeah,
and that's he just goes.
Despite being called Hacksaw,
this makes no sense.
He actually comes with what a hacksaw would cut.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. He just has a bit of wood. Yeah.
Okay.
He used to be the patriot. He would like come in with a big American flag and go USA, and all the crowd would chant it, even when he came to Glasgow.
That country we're not from. Woo! What's your name, Holly? Have you got one?
I don't know. You came up with the challenge.
Yeah, I know, but this is how unprepared I am. Okay, what are some facts about you? You're small.
Yeah, I'm small.
You're blonde.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, pretty much. That's my entire being in two things.
Holly is your name.
That is.
We could do something with Holly, like...
What was that serial killer who was called Nielsen?
Well, they already exist.
Oh, yeah, just so... that's copyright.
And her name was Holly Nielsen. Oh, my God, that's you!
Oh, man, I've been so good up until this point, and you've just given it all away.
I actually had a dream about being a serial killer, and it mostly just made me sad because I was trying to hide it from all the people I liked.
So that was the bad thing. What made you feel bad wasn't the killing, it was the lying to your friends.
It made me really sad. Oh, my God. It was because I watched this film about a guy who was a serial killer, and he was really sad.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Anyway, back to wrestling and not murdering people. Holly, what could Holly be? How do they do this?
I know. How do they come up with their, like...
Well, usually they just get told by Vince McMahon. Have you got Vince McMahon's number? Because he'll...
I actually do. No, I don't.
Hello, Vince.
It was on my old phone. Name
awkward.
Some more wrestlers so we can kind of riff off that.
There was one called Duke the Dumpster, who would carry like a garbage can about them.
Oh, nice. So you have to have a gimmick.
Yeah, you need a gimmick.
Yeah, I'm thinking 90s era because in the 90s they were more likely to have gimmicks.
Yeah, I'm thinking of gimmicks, really.
Okay.
So I was thinking like for the chat for a good ones, like you'd have Sam White, so he'd be like, wasn't there one called like the Yuppie or something like that? I don't know. There's a guy that always wore suits and like...
Oh yeah, there's been a few of those. Yeah.
So he would be something like that, and then Joe would probably just come on like a scroll and a quill or something.
He'd be something potato themed.
Why?
Yeah, because he has Latvian heritage. Also, he looks like a potato.
Mm. He does. I can't remember. He tweeted something ages ago, and it's always stuck in my head. That I just remember it, and it made me laugh so much that he looks exactly like the default character in Oblivion.
Oh,
and it's like,
yeah.
And if there is a game that has more potato-y looking people, it's Oblivion.
So we call him Joe Oblivion.
Joe Oblivion. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
No potato. No.
Potato.
Joe Oblivion Spudman.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's good. Joblivion
Everyone will be like,
Spudman.
What does that mean? And he'll be like, oh, it means many things. And he'll come
specifically
on.
Specifically
too. He'll have a raw potato. He'll have a big old raw potato and he'll just rip it in half.
Yeah, they always seem to come on with things.
Yes.
So his thing will be a potato and he goes...
And he cuts the potato in half and goes to a small child in the audience and puts it on their head.
And they go, there you go. And that kid's like, oh my God, it's
Joblivion Spudman. You're my hero. And he'll be like, you mean hero tato? And they'll be like, no. Okay. Okay, so what do you want to bring on stage? Base it around that.
I would quite like to bring on, I don't know, maybe some kind of... Like, I would like a penguin.
A penguin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was thinking, what animals do I like? Dogs, too obvious. It's not as a penguin's a bit more volatile. I feel like it could go either way with a penguin.
No one is going to look at a penguin under your arm and be like, holy shit, she means business.
Well, no, because penguins are like, can be properly vicious.
Yeah, but not if you're holding them.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
You're going to just be like,
I'm like a penguin. Unassuming. Until you get too close and I bite you.
And also, like a penguin, you are unable to fly.
Exactly.
So that's a good one.
And I have very small steps.
Yeah.
I cannot walk.
And you make the men look after the eggs. I don't know. This is wearing thin, but you've got a penguin, and that's what counts.
And I could wear a tuxedo.
Nice.
Yeah, I could wear a tuxedo. Nice.
And then rip it off and be just wearing like a tiny thong or whatever breast is normally wear.
I was thinking I could rip it off and underneath it would be like a really oversized penguin suit. Like completely unnecessary.
Oh, you're dressed like a penguin biscuit.
Yes!
And you throw biscuits into the crowd.
Yeah,
well,
it's all about fan interaction.
Wait,
I like this.
Do you have a penguin and also some penguin biscuits? Because you have no hands for punching.
How about I make a penguin out of penguin biscuits?
How about a penguin pinata?
And then I break it on my head and go, rah, and then throw them all into the audience.
A penguin pinata filled with penguin biscuits.
Oh, no, that's good. That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
And you can be called...
Penguinception.
Yeah.
Because it's penguins and penguins.
That's going to be... That's going to
that
wear
makes it
off
sound
quite
like
quickly.
I'm going to...
That's
like,
very dated.
I'm going to...
It does, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Christ.
You want to be wrestling in a decade? Everyone's going to be like, what's Inception?
Yeah. What's a penguin?
What's that?
Those are extinct.
Who's the penguin? What? Okay, so you can't be called the penguin because that's the Batman guy.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And he's all like...
He's true.
Short. I mean, you're short.
Yeah.
But he's even shorter.
Yeah.
So the Flipper... I don't know what else do penguins have.
Yeah, what do penguins have that I could
Holly Penguin. Holly.
Holly Penguin.
We just went straight for them. We Boom. Just got just mic drop.
What does that not work? Do you not like Holly Penguin? You could be Holy Penguin. That kind
of
thing.
I could be Holy Penguin.
Oh, it's the Holy Penguin.
And then I could also have a Pope hat on.
This is a very complicated costume.
Okay, right, so I'm going to be Holy Penguin.
Okay, so you got a Pope hat, a tuxedo, a pinata filled with biscuits. That's pretty much all of your personality wrapped up in
exactly.
one.
Exactly, and, well, I am very much like the Pope in many ways. Actually,
yeah,
when I had to do, you know when you're a kid and you have to do those quizzes that tell you what you're going to be when you're older?
It did not say you were going to be the Pope.
No, it didn't.
Don't even try and tell me that.
But it did tell me that I should go into the church.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Don't drop to your knees and apologise. <Yeah. laughs>
And then a ray of light came down and just said, repent.
Mine genuinely told me I should be a magazine editor, so I cut it out and just stuck it on my desk next to Matthew and just pointed at it. I didn't actually do that. He'd probably fire me, but I did say that. That was exciting.
Had an asterisk and said under it, staff writers, okay.
Yeah. Magazines might not exist by the time you get there, but that's fine, it's fine. Keep going for your dreams.
Okay, so what is yours going to be then?
What do I like?
You like Harvest Moon.
I do.
You could be...
The Harvester.
Wait, are we literally just leaving it there? I like Harvest Moon.
Well, that is your defining like character feature.
Can I have a micro pig? Oh, can I get micro loads of animals and be like the tiny farmer? Like I've got little tiny chickens
like
and a
and
micro
then...
pig and
you
a
could
small
be, you could be,
cow.
You could call you Grey Harvest. And basically when you come out, all the lights go down and all the lights like become grey and everything like gets really dark and gloomy and you come out with a big scythe.
Or you could be
and
oh
loads
my
of
like,
god. Animals' heads.
god, no!
This is wrestling though, this isn't farming.
She's got a penguin pinata! I want something cute.
Yeah, but it's gonna
fun.
Get thrown apart.
Yeah, like I am gonna rip that apart.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm going to
She's
disarm my opponent
it.
With adorable tiny animals.
Amazing. Yeah, your whole coming out thing would be, you come out, you tend to the crops, do a little chicken feed, maybe you go to market.
Get married and go home.
Yeah. That's just my intro. And then I beat them up. Right?
You could be Great Harvest.
Stop making my name into Great. It's terrible. Terrible.
Because then it could be like you come up and then like, I don't know, like, I don't know, some like glorious music starts playing and then like wheat pops out. Do you like harvest it? That's wrestling, right?
This isn't like
you
a
come out,
Disney
you come out wearing a coat almost like a scarecrow with like big long sleeves and you go bah, and raise your hands into there and loads of wheat comes out of the sleeves
oh
and flies
God.
Into the crowd.
It's not that scary though.
It's like
it?
A fireworks just goes boom.
That is amazing. That's so good.
And all the wheat goes in people's eyes in the crowd.
And then, like, because the scarecrow in Batman is scary.
Yes.
Yeah. But I can't call myself the scarecrow. No, but that's because you're Grey Harvest. Thing.
Yeah, you're Grey Harvest.
Grey Harvest.
Grey Harvest Grey is not tea. A good name. That's a terrible wrestler's name. I want to be something like the Wheatonator.
That's terrible.
You're terrible!
I'm trying to think, because this is what happened last time when I was talking about my amazing invention of the segue under the wedding dress, mm-hmm. and we were trying to come up with puns, and we were terrible, and then everyone like tweeted us, being like, you should have called it.
Blah, 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 puns, and here comes the glide.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking of.
Beautiful.
Yeah, how did we not think
God
of that?
God damn it.
Bride and glide.
Stupid! We're so stupid!
I feel like this is going to be one of those situations, but you know, you have time to think about this, and we're on the fly.
It is concerning, because... Kate and I both pride ourselves on puns.
Yeah.
So it's
quite
sad.
That pretty much was your magazine career.
Pretty much was.
Which is why I know that my name is really bad to pun, because, like...
So mine's usually as well, unless skulls are involved.
I have one! I've got one! How about, I'm covered in knives, and I'm 50 blades of grey.
Nice.
And then I throw all the knives at them, and then they go, excuse me, that's actually against the rules. And then I throw another knife at them, because I only threw 49.
Oh, see, that's the thing. Oh, I'm so embarrassing. You could be, like, the bad guy, and then, like, you know, and then someone comes try and tell you off, and you're like, bleh, and then you're like, pretend.
Yeah, and then I throw more blades at them.
Yeah, but can you still have the wheat? Because I quite like that. I like
every wrestler has a catchphrase in cases. Bleh.
I'm going to turn you, Joe Blivian Spudman, into chips, and then throw blades at him.
Yeah, exactly. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
I like it. I like that so much. What's yours going to be then, Chris? What was it?
I don't know, because
skull
I'm the
one?
Skull crusher. Yeah, I was thinking if I just came to that's the ring good. And yeah. with a novelty, like oversized, like nutcracker thing,
yes.
but big enough to fit in a head.
Oh, okay, yeah,
great.
You thought about cool. this?
Not really.
And then you actually crush the skulls.
No, but be a bit fake. So
I
would put it. I would put
it.
I would put it. Occasionally, not deliberately.
Well, if you put a nutcracker on their head.
Yeah, but you would hold it over the head and go, and pretend you're straining, but not actually.
And then they'd like take you out, and you'd be like, no.
Exactly, because there used to be a guy smart. Called the Mountie, and Mountie. He had like an electric stick. That he would jab people
oh my
with,
God.
And they would add like it was like a cattle prod thing, and then we'd add oh a sound God. Effect later to just go.
So wait, if you're watching in the crowd, you're just watching a man poke someone with
and
a stick,
and the guy going like convulsing, being electrocuted.
That's really rubbish.
Yeah.
No
to
offense.
To be fair, I'm coming out and breaking a penguin vinyata in my head. So we're hardly talking like the most sophisticated.
It cuts to the crowd and a baby's crying because it's so terrifying.
Wow. Especially because penguin bars, I'll get all the ones in the red packages. So when I rip it open, it's
it
all
looks
like red.
Kind of like, sort of like blood, but with jokes on.
Yeah, with little or little kind of like, you know.
Do they still have jokes?
They sometimes have little jokes, or they have little like little Arctic facts.
Did you ever get the stupid child at your school who'd read out a fact like it was a joke?
Yeah,
I love those people. Was it you?
Maybe.
Yeah, it was you. It was totally you.
Definitely,
Holly.
Sorry about that. Well, you start it and you're like, oh, did you know that oh,
where do polar bears live? In the South Pole. I don't get it.
Yeah, that was definitely me. Okay, so I feel okay. Now we've got to record our promos for the upcoming.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
The upcoming Toku chat very good
Rumble.
Okay, Rumble. Is Rumble the right word?
Yeah, it's fine.
Cool. Okay.
It's fine.
Are we calling it the chat very good Rumble, though? You do realise that means you're on our
turf. No. It's going to be called the...
Podcast Rumble. The Games Rumble. The Crumble Rumble.
Yeah, I like that.
Crumble Rumble.
We'll make Crumble.
Yeah. We can use Kate's wheat and my penguins to create some kind of horrible
Have
Crumble.
Have you ever made a Crumble?
You just get wheat and smash it together.
It's pretty much the Minecraft approach, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, why not?
Pretty much.
Okay, Holly, promo, do it.
Okay, no, we do ours together.
We're doing it together, okay.
Yeah,
because
we're talking.
Fucking hell, handicap
match. Yeah, exactly.
How do we do this together?
Well, we're meant to go, I'm... Oh, fuck, what's my name?
The Penguin... Holy Penguin, was that
Oh,
it?
That was it, Holy Penguin, yeah.
With the Popat.
Popat, it's just a penguin. Okay, I've got it. And then yours is
50 blades of grey.
Okay, so
I've got 50 knives in my coat.
Okay, so here we go.
That's my catch.
Is that a song? Is that your theme song? I've got 50 knives in my coat.
Sounds like to do a good chat, very good reference. It sounds like something Arthur Shaw would say. Yes.
Nice. Okay. I feel like a recurring joke.
Promo time. Okay.
So we need to be angry. Okay. Right. We're going to see you chat very good.
In hell.
or at the event.
But then in hell, where we'll both be.
Because I'm Holy Penguin. I'm definitely not going to hell because I'm sanctified by the Catholic Church.
I'm 50 Blades of Grey and I'm totally fine with going to hell. So I can represent you in hell, Holy Penguin.
But you're going down.
You're going to hell. Also to the floor. So watch it.
and then I would like some kind of Gary Busey to come in. Gary Busey.
Do we have that kind of budget? We've already made Crumble.
Like, we got... Yeah,
he
but
just walks
Gary
in and
Busey.
Says a catchphrase or something. Yeah. And that's that.
He does, like, a little, little arm thing. Elbows up.
Yeah? Cool, okay. Well, is that it?
Yeah, so that's ours.
And then we walk onto the stage...
No, this is a promo like promoting the event, which
yes.
is coming in the future.
Oh, yeah. So that's why I'm saying we'll see you then.
Okay, you're off the hook, you get paid and go home.
Okay, bye.
You're done.
So then we're gone. And then chat very good, but because the rest of them are shit, it's only Chris.
You,
know
you can do impressions of the rest.
Oh my god, yes!
No, because that's
yes, you can.
Verge on all types of racism.
I'll be Sam White. I can do that.
Okay, do I have to be
someone? I can carry them on my back. I'm okay. I can do it.
Yeah?
I can try.
Okay,
I've instantly realised what I've just accepted.
Okay, so I'm Gene Hackman.
What?
I'm the guy who talks about...
Mean Gene Oakley?
Mean Gene Oakley, that's the one.
Gene Hackman's a prolific Hollywood actor. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's got the muscles.
I'm Clint Eastwood right now, and I'm gonna. Okay, so I'm interviewing you. Okay, so how are you feeling about the upcoming Rumble with Toku?
Rumble.
Well, you know something, Clint. The Toku podcast girls have been flapping their gums about how they're going to beat us at the Crumble Rumble.
Well, but penguins don't have gums.
I don't know what that voice was, but because they shouldn't be here, but. I'll tell you
it
one thing, representing Chat Very Good at the Crumble Rumble this Sunday night, live on pay-per-view, the only thing that'll be crumbling is their fucking heads. and then they'll bleep it out, and then and everyone will be like, whoa.
Oh, he means business.
And all the fans will be going, you still got it.
Well, that's amazing. I think that would be... I think we should hold this event at Loading Bar on and come and see us.
And you have to bring Crumble.
Yeah.
And or a penguin pinata and all our other props.
Or it'll be $14.99 on Skybox Office.
That's a good value.
It'll be a whole evening of entertainment.
It won't just be us.
Well, 5 minutes, let's be honest, we're going to take you
down. We'll get other podcasts on. We'll get, fucking Bitsocket on.
Oh, God, those guys.
What's another podcast? Rotating Platform.
Sure, I can take them.
Yeah, well, I think we all can do
that. Should we move on to Chris's challenge?
Because
we made him do one.
But bear in mind, I'm pulling this challenge out of my ass.
We've been like very cruel to Chris because this is all very last minute and very, because of E3 and Kate having a job. I said to Chris, I was like, oh, don't worry, it's last minute, so you don't have to worry about doing a challenge.
Yeah.
Kate walks in late and goes, all right,
this
where's
is unacceptable.
Your challenge?
You must have a challenge, or you will leave. So I thought I'd come up with something very quickly.
Okay, do it.
Okay, I'm ready.
As you know...
Yes.
Is that your challenge face?
What do you know? As you know, I am a fan of atrocious horror movies, right?
Yes.
And many of these films have rather unbelievable titles, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to read you a selection of horror movie titles.
Oh, God.
One of them is fake. The rest are real.
Oh, shit.
You have to decide
whether
they're real... And where applicable, what it's about, based on the title.
Okay. So, how many are there?
500.
There are a number.
Okay. Okay. Go for it.
Cool.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Is this a film or is it not a film? Oh, Bikini, Bloodbath, Car Wash.
Yeah.
That's totally a film.
That's a film.
What's it about?
So it's basically these two guys go on holiday and...
Guys?
Yes.
On Bikini.
It's a misleading title.
Okay.
They go to Miami and then they both die.
That's, I think it's going to be like zombies running, like kind of sexy lady zombies, like cars.
You were close. You were close with zombies. It's actually the sequel to Bikini Bloodbath.
oh, of course.
And oh, how did I not realize that?
Apparently, it pits Sudsy College co-eds. And apparently, Sudsy is a description there, against the zombie chef. So
what?
I'm not sure where
he
where
does the car wash come into this?
I think that's where the sudsy element comes in, because it's covered in suds.
And the sheriff comes over and goes, "You girls shouldn't be doing a car."
Wow.
And then he just eats
them.
And he's like, "Ah, sudsy."
You've seen it, yeah?
Yes.
Sounds like really, I just remember this, right? I watched a horror film the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Have you seen this, Chris? It's called Barbarian Sound Studio?
No.
Joe always talks about
I've heard of it, but I watched it. And it was literally like, because it had loads of amazing reviews, and like Mark Kermode, it was like his film of the year and stuff. And I watched it, and it was so weird. Like, I was literally like, it finished. It was one of those films where like the credits started rolling, and I was like, literally nothing happened. Like, it looked nice and it sounded nice, but I was just like, what is
that the one where it's like it's a Foley artist who's doing all the noises and then he gets creeped out by the noises or something?
Yeah, like it's like it's kind of like, ooh, it's life imitating art. And it was like, no, it's just a sound guy going a bit mental, isn't it?
That sounds fun to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I'd much rather watch Bikini Zombie Bloodbath.
Yeah, come around to my house sometime.
Let's
I've got
it.
Three copies.
Sweet.
Yeah. Right. Film or I'm trying to think of something else. It's phony.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Nice.
Yes. Children shouldn't play with dead things.
Totally a film.
What's it about, though, Kate?
Well, there's this child, right? And they start playing with this dead thing. And then their mum's like,
Is it like me and my dead cat?
And it goes,
Lego brick pushed aside.
And it goes, Mom!
You didn't watch it.
And then the credits roll.
Yeah, it's basically... It's just like, what are they called? PSAs? Yeah, PSA. Yeah. It's a film.
Oh, it's good.
I think, is it going to be a kid and they find an evil book with a spell in it that brings things back to life?
Ooh.
That's close, actually.
Yeah.
Other than the kid thing, because in horror film, rule book states that titles often should be fuck all to do with the film.
What?
So it's actually not children that are in it, but dirty, hippie thespians. Apparently. Who sail to a deserted island and perform a séance that raises the dead?
Wait,
the dead from where? They're on a deserted
They're
island.
They're on the island.
But you said it was deserted.
Well, because there were
they
no dead
died.
People.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think let's not, you know, pick holes in plots that are obviously not too tight to begin
with. Just one big hole. Okay.
Fertilize the blaspheming bombshell.
Nope, not a real film.
What?
No,
totally not a real film.
Wait, say that again.
Fertilize the blaspheming bombshell.
That's just a bunch of words. That's not a title.
That's how words work.
Fertilize. I think that's real. That's a real film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you reckon it would have been about?
Fertilize the blaspheming bombshell.
Yes.
I think it's gonna be something like, I don't know. It could be something to do with the devil taking possession of a bomb or something like that, or
Where
a man
does the fertilize
in control.
Come in?
I don't know, maybe he's trying to bring the Antichrist into the world or something.
It's actually about a woman searching the desert for her missing sister, and who then encounters a satanic cult that wants to make her Satan's baby mama. So that's not bad. That's not bad. Right, I've got a couple more.
Okay.
I think I found my like calling in life is to guess bad horror films.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a vampire motorcycle.
Is that just Nicolas Cage's like fourth thing?
I'm just telling you what happened to me last week.
That sounds both real and like a film I would want to watch. Because have you seen The Little Vampire where there's vampire cows?
Oh, I remember
like that, but with a motorbike.
Does it steal the petrol from other motorbikes?
Yes. I don't know how motorcycles
work,
so I can't make a joke about that, but yes, basically.
It is a real film.
Yeah.
And again, it's nothing to do with vampires.
What? I don't understand.
It's another Satanist who's killed by a motorcycle gang and so possesses a motorbike to try and kill them.
That's an episode of Futurama.
It is a bit.
No, that's the werecar.
The werecar.
Yeah. Vampires, werewolves, motorbikes, cars. What's the difference, really?
Something like that.
Okay, well, if you were, come on. The Ten Commandos, thou shalt kill.
Yes.
Real?
Yeah.
It's fake.
Yes!
No!
Oh, man. I saw it as soon as I said it, I saw your face go and I was like, no!
That's a film I've always wanted to make. I've always wanted to make a film called The Ten Commandos. Purely based on the pun alone. I've not actually thought of what it would
be. So we've said what we think is happening in the real thing.
I think they're like, the way I've envisaged it is there's some enormous evil that comes to the world to try and take over. Mm-hmm. And 10 different religions all send someone. So it's like the Pope, whatever the other religions have. And 10 of them.
The Dalai Lama, obviously.
Him, Dalai.
The Jesus.
See again. It's,
no? Yeah, is, no he not, is he not going
to It needs to be like one from each religion.
Yeah, come on.
So the Mormon guy.
Jewish people can have Jesus.
Okay, I'll give you Jesus.
Jewish people just believe in the Old Testament.
They can just have God. In fairness, it's not so much the deities themselves, rather than the kind of heads of state.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. It's the Pope,
the Dalai Lama, and the other ones.
What if you're secular? Head of the Church of England? Does secular people get any?
They
Chris?
Get Richard Dawkins.
You're gonna piss everybody
along,
off.
Who just goes Dawkins. Along and gets angry and then goes away. But
so anyway, they all team up. They all team up and decide that religion. This is for the greater good, and they've got to take out the evil
monster. That's nice. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's good.
I like the message in that. I like it.
Mm. The message being that.
We should all team up and fight evil.
Yeah, what is the evil?
The other ones I had, it's just a general evil.
General evil.
The other ones I had, which there's no point going on about because you now know they're real movies, are Poltergeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, which is real.
Oh my god, that sounds like my dream film.
And also Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter, which has the best tagline ever, which is "The power of Christ impales you."
Oh my god, that's amazing!
I saw Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, and I just remember the bit where, because I was, I think, like, it was just before I went to uni to study history and focus a bit on American history.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking, I was sitting there and I was like, I wonder if I could bring this into one of my essays. But then it got to the point where Abraham Lincoln threw a horse at someone. I was like, oh no, I don't think I can.
Was it a vampire horse?
No.
Oh, come on.
There was like a stampede out of nowhere and they were like jumping over horses.
Right.
And then he like throws a horse at one of the vampires.
Was it a big
horse? And then all of us, and then all of a sudden like there's a cliff and all the horses start running off the cliff.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
I think we might have to make this podcast an extra long one. But that's okay because normally we aim for an hour when there's two of us. So that means we can aim for an hour and a half.
That makes sense. I can do
that.
I'm going to do my challenge now. But
well, it makes sense. There's three challenges.
Yeah, well, you get your challenge.
What happened to the blindfolds?
They are here.
Okay.
Pardon?
Put your goddamn blindfolds on.
Okay, right. So Kate arrived, and she was like, because usually I get a little bit worried when Kate comes up with a thing, because she's like, she always messages me like, oh, do you have rhythm?
Do you have
Do you have blindfolds and stuff? And she came in today and was like, "Okay, right. Do you guys have blindfolds? I'm gonna go get a knife for my." I was like, "What?"
Well, basically, I just thought we should theme this podcast around murder. So put your blindfolds on, okay?
Well, if you're gonna theme a podcast, you should bring it up like more than an hour into the podcast.
It's not murder if you know it's gonna happen. I don't know.
Sorry.
I'm genuinely scared.
I'm a little bit freaked out. We've got two other people.
I'm actually sure I've not actually put a blindfold on before, so I'm not actually sure how.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try and.
If you,
it's basically a headband, but a bit lower.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you've never put a blindfold on.
Well, no, because I'm not usually.
What about party games?
I don't usually do murder themed.
Okay, right.
Can you guys see?
No.
Who said that?
What? Good one.
That's not how they work.
Okay, right.
I'm just gonna go Okay. And get my surprise guest.
See the bad thing here is that we can't see where the mic is. So I might be really far away.
Maybe we need to hold on.
Yeah.
Who's my surprise guest?
It's the table. Okay, there it is. Oh no, what is it? Is something going to touch me?
Actually, Hayden.
Hello, everybody.
Oh no.
I'm Shannon.
Of all the names, that's not a real name. I don't know why I don't think Shannon's a real name.
I don't like this.
I'm opening a restaurant.
Why do I feel like Shannon is going to be like my death? That'll be the last thing I hear.
Right, what are you doing, Shannon? You're opening a restaurant.
I'm opening a restaurant.
That bodes well.
I have a PhD in foodonomy.
That's not. Seems legit.
What I need from you guys.
Okay.
I need you to taste test my food.
Oh no.
Now, I'm a bit of an experimental cook.
Okay.
Fuck off.
So, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Okay, put out your hands.
Oh, I don't like this.
One for you, and one for you.
Oh, so we can actually eat these. You don't have to, like, you're not force feeding us.
Not yet.
Wait, can I eat?
No!
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, so imagine you're in my restaurant. I'll describe it a little bit.
Yeah, I need to know the decor.
All the walls are padded, and it's pink. Like, imagine, like a hot pink.
What? So it looks like the inside of a vagina, pretty much, as well.
The inside of a fud, please. Come on.
Okay, let's keep this.
Write down these comments. These are very good, very good comments. Okay, so
fud-like.
Place the starter inside your mouth. I'm going to ask you some questions.
Oh, I know what you mean.
This taste remind you of?
It's the sensations.
No, it is not.
It's the Sunday dinner lamb and mint.
It is not that.
It tastes like.
I'm afraid that the rules of the restaurant mean I have to add £10 onto your bill for getting that wrong.
I didn't know that.
Sucks to be you, young Christopher. What do you?
Yes.
What do you think it is?
It tastes like pakora and onions.
No.
No.
No. Your bill is now £20.
At least we're sharing a bill.
Yeah, that's all right. At least we can split it in the end.
I must say, it was actually lamb and mint crisps, but it was sensations.
Oh, come on.
That's some outlandish bullshit.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Okay, so now your second course is here.
Okay.
As long as it's the main crisps.
I'm scared. Why did you need a knife?
I'm going to place these upon your hand plates. There you go.
The last one will be each other's fingers.
Just be like our legs.
It's a bit gamey.
Bring your second course up inside your mouth.
Oh.
What the fuck are you up?
What do these remind you of, children?
Oh. I don't know. I don't really like it.
How terrible. You're going to have to pay for it.
This is a great restaurant.
That is horrible.
That is really horrible. I think that's I don't have a fucking clue. It tastes like a savoury do you remember Smints?
Yeah.
It tastes like a savoury crisp version of a Smint.
Is it more bad. Fucking mint crisps? Is it like chicken and
No, these do not have mint in them.
Is it
some sort of tandoori type crisp?
No.
What was it?
It was a pork, sage and cider crisp.
Oh, what? No, it was horrible.
You've spent a lot of money on this fucking novelty restaurant.
No, I didn't.
What was her name again?
Shannon.
Shannon. Well done.
Okay. That's so rude, Chris. You don't even know her name.
Sorry.
Yeah, so that's another £10 each onto your bill. £40.
Okay, great.
You're spending such a lot of money. Here's your main course!
Almost as much as you spent on these fucking crisps. Oh, wet bit on it.
Oh, it's wet! What is it?
Don't touch it!
Oh, my God!
Can we eat it yet?
Oh! Oh, I accidentally put some in my mouth! What the fuck is that? Oh, my God! Oh my god!
Oh.
What is
it? It's edible.
I just licked it and it's horrible.
Oh my god! That is not edible!
I can't eat that.
Oh my god,
it's quite alright!
It tastes, oh my god, have you like jizzed on this? What the fuck is it?
I didn't prepare that much, children.
What is it? That can't be eaten.
Oh my god, it literally, it does not, like, what is the liquid on top?
The base is a cracker.
Yeah, I've got that.
A cracker.
Oh man, it's just a stink.
I'm going to take these. You don't have to eat at all.
Oh, take
Thanks
it away.
So
okay.
What was the top?
I'm going to take these. Well, it's what's known in the industry.
Oh no.
As a grandpa's Sunday lunch.
What?
Grandpa's
what?
Sunday lunch ingredients.
Baby food.
Chicken. Potato and baby grade vegetables.
Okay, there was literally none of those things.
Was that a cracker and baby food?
Baby grade vegetables.
Was it baby food?
It was maybe.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Give me something a little nicer, shall I?
Oh my god, it literally, it didn't taste like anything.
Yeah,
it tasted like horrible, like... Oh my god, I feel so sorry for babies. No wonder they're crying all the time. We're feeding them that.
Robocopies, baby food. That's why he's so miserable.
Oh god.
That's really disgusting.
Oh,
I'm sorry. The smallest bit, then it won't be quite offensive.
Oh, it stinks. Oh my god, it stinks.
I can't smell it.
It smells like dogs.
It does smell like dogs.
Is it dog food?
No, I haven't bought you dog food.
We bought his fucking baby food.
Oh, let's throw these away.
Oh no, it's on another cracker. I don't trust it. Oh, fuck.
Is it lickable?
Yes.
Oh, it stinks.
Oh.
Oh. Fucking hell.
That's fucking horrible.
That's disgusting. Oh my god, that's disgusting.
What is it?
Is that more baby food?
Yes.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't like this game anymore.
I know. This is. Can you just stab us and get it over with, please?
This is why we do chat very good over Skype.
Yeah, you can't be force-fed baby food.
I'm going to smell this one.
Oh my god!
Why do you buy so much baby food?
Oh my god! Oh, my eyes are getting itchy from the blindfold.
It smells quite nice.
Does
so
it?
That's okay. Let's get.
What do you mean? Why are you buying it without knowing what it fucking smells like?
Jars.
Okay, so it's
baby food.
Food
again.
Yeah. Okay.
This one's not in a jar.
Still baby food.
Still baby food.
I'm definitely not fucking eating it. Then.
Oh man.
It's okay. It's not.
They all taste the same.
Yeah, they're all tasteless.
Oh no! Wait, this is.
I can't even fucking
fruit?
Hold it.
Like pineapple.
Interesting. No.
No, it's apple. It's
sort of.
Apple sauce.
Yeah, mostly.
Apple and fucking, I don't know.
68% apple, to be fair.
What, and
what's the rest? Fucking
yeah.
Carrots.
Dogfish.
Oh, man.
Yay.
No, yay.
Yay. You can remove your blindfolds.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Here's your bill for £80.
You're a fucking menace.
God. You're an actual horrible person.
That was Shannon, actually. I'm back.
Sorry.
Now.
Where did Shannon? Is this what we ate? Oh my god. Oh,
one.
It looks horrific. It's like bright orange.
No, you didn't eat that one.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Thank you for sparing us.
Grandpa's Sunday lunch. Turns out Grandpa is a fucking maniac.
Yeah, turns out Grandpa is a sociopath.
It smells so bad.
It tasted bad.
I mean, technically, it's probably because it's pre-digested.
Oh my god.
By Grandpa.
I'm so sorry, Chris. I did not expect this when I invited you on the podcast.
Oh, this is why babies smell so bad.
Is Grandpa's Sunday lunch also Grandpa's Monday vomit?
Ew.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We also had cauliflower cheese.
Oh
yeah, man.
Turns out that one's disgusting.
Yeah.
Well.
Even just cauliflower cheese would make me go.
That one, the fruit one, it's actually quite nice.
That one was okay.
It's not good. I'd make a smoothie out of that.
But yeah, I can't believe Shannon just fed us baby food.
And crisps,
sorry.
I thought it might be fun and then I made everyone feel ill.
The crisps were okay, to be fair.
Yeah, the crisps were right. The second crisps.
The second ones weren't very nice.
Yeah, the second one was weird.
Some of the lemon mint ones, then.
Yeah, the lemon mint ones were quite nice.
Have some of that.
And,
I've actually learned something today because
sorry.
I always see these mint ones and never feel like buying them because I think mint would taste weird on a crisp.
Yeah,
it was possible.
We've learned something. We've learned something.
We've learned a lot.
Yeah. Right. Well, that was lovely.
I'm really sorry.
If we're not going to fucking grandpa's for lunch.
What's grandpa saying again? Oh, it's that weird like grey sludge again.
Let's draw a little picture of it. Basically, he has loads of really bad looking vegetables and
tomatoes. Why is tomato on
and
Sunday
a tomato?
Lunch?
Yeah,
that's completely.
What are those green things in the background? Like pickles?
I'm not sure.
I've literally no idea.
That's completely false advertising. Putting actual vegetables there. Yeah. It should have just been a photo of shite smeared on a wall.
It's like... Grandpa's lost his mind.
But there's 41% of a 4 to 6 month old daily omega-3.
That's good.
Oh, well,
in that jar.
That.
So you've probably had 2% of a baby's omega-3 intake. Let's
brilliant.
Just put that away.
Thank Christ.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Fucking grandpa's Sunday
also
episode.
Close the jars. Like, they're baby-proof, but, like...
In reverse.
The inside is baby-not-proof.
Yeah, so. It's oh my god, that was horrible. Yeah. It was a very odd taste between tasting like nothing and tasting like just something
everything.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
yes,
Jesus Christ.
I was
thinking
you
we're
an
think.
Entire cracker with it spread on, and now I know no.
See, this is not a good advertisement. If we want to get some more guests on, come on our podcast. We'll blindfold you and put weird things in your mouth.
We'll never do that again because we already did it.
Oh god!
But you're only going to get built up more and more from like by episode 20, you'll be fucking stabbing people in the dick.
It won't be enough anymore. Baby food isn't enough.
They do call me 50 Blades of Grey. So
true
enough.
Ah,
there
my
we
go.
Thing.
Yeah.
Should we do questions?
Yes. Let's move on to some questions.
Yay! Okay.
Oh god.
Hang on. I'm organising my windows.
Still, I can still taste
Sorry.
It somehow.
Well, do you want another crisp?
No, I'm
no.
all right.
I'm gonna just quickly try these pork. Ooh,
oh,
they
yeah,
smell.
No, they're not. They're
they
not
smell
good.
Funky.
Yeah, it's very strange.
I mean, when you know they're pork, you can kind of taste it, but.
Yeah.
They're a bit.
Yeah, getting them like mysteriously was a little bit unnerving. I wasn't sure
they're
what
so
you gave me.
Musty.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. It tastes like grandpa.
Oh, dear. First question. Question for the podcast. I can taste baby food. I didn't even have any. Right. Question for the podcast. What torturous experiments would you perform on your vault?
I'll do that.
I think we have an answer. Yeah. Sorry, guys. We've run out of food. Eat some grandpa.
No, we've got a new caterer in her. Her name's Shannon. You can't see her.
I don't think I'm friends with Shannon anymore. She's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, she's kind of a prick.
A bit awkward.
She's a prick. We've also got Kate, where can I listen to this podcast? And then he says a nice thing, which I'm not going to read out. Because it's weird.
Where can I listen to this
podcast?
Presumably, if they're now listening to the answer, then they've already figured it out.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
well,
best to reply to that one on Twitter.
Think about that at all. I was like, oh yeah, well Declan, if you want to listen to this podcast, you should go to. Oh god,
like, do we still tell them what if they don't?
Yeah, you can listen to this
know?
What you're doing now is you've done it.
Yeah. Do if that have, again yeah. every week.
You have succeeded. Yeah. Declan, congratulations.
If you want to listen to this podcast, do what you did an hour 10 minutes ago.
Nice. We've got Master Moron, who says, good name, how many Amiibos do you own, and how much do you regret buying them? Now, I think we have to answer this individually. I have none.
Okay.
And I regret it so much.
I have to count mine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 12. 12 Amiibos.
How much do you regret buying them?
Not really, because most of them are my brothers, so I'm fine. I think I bought like 2 of them myself.
Chris?
46.
Oh my god, how
46?
Many are there?
46.
Jesus, you've got every single one.
Yeah, it's a bit of an...
Which is your favourite
addiction?
One?
Probably the Chulk one, because it was the hardest to find.
That's not why you like things.
Do you have do you have the golden one?
No, that's my, like, that's my limit. I won't,
you
I won't get colour.
You well, said and there are only 46.
I think I found released in Europe.
Oh god.
You're not a real fan.
My favourite like one is Little Mac. Because I like Little Mac. Because I always like Punch-Out. So
that's a good one. I like my Meta Knight. I found him. I couldn't find him for ages, and I found
that's
him
a really
in a random
rare one.
Game store.
Really?
Like, it was a tiny little, like, I went on holiday just to Cotswolds. We went to this little town that had a random little game store, and they had Marf Meta Knights,
that's
like
so
all these
flicky
amiibos. And I was like, this is where people need to look.
They had the only copy of Half-Life 3. Yeah. Wesley was working behind the desk. It was mm-hmm. very weird.
It was very strange.
I'm not sure it existed, actually.
No. Mm. And then Shannon served me some food, and it all got a little bit strange.
Ben Summer says, Scotland versus England, discuss.
Well, it shouldn't be versus. It should be, what's the opposite of versus?
Alongside.
Yeah, together.
Scotland,
united.
Scotland plus England.
Only united against other people who are worse, though.
Yeah,
like
pretty
the
much.
Romans!
Or like the Ten Commandos.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we learn.
No, I've got no qualms with England. It's,
I've got loads of Scotland.
Well, that's understandable.
Stop deep frying things. Stop it. You're doing it right now.
Do you know, when I first took my wife to Scotland, yeah, she was like, let's eat, can I have a deep fried Mars bar?
Is she going to listen to this?
Yeah,
probably.
So
that's okay, that's okay. And I'm like, we don't fucking do that. So we had to like find a chip shop that would specially do them.
It's like a tourist.
Because they do them if you request them, but they're not like on the menu. Oh. And she's at my mum, so I actually had a bite, and they're actually quite nice.
I do kind of want to try it.
Yeah,
because I make Mars bar crispy cakes, and then like when I melt it, oh man, it looks good. Like melted Mars bar just looks like just incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know what I'm going to do with the rest of my nights.
When I move to Scotland, I'll have a party, and you can all come up to Scotland. We'll have deep fried Mars bars.
It's a long way to go.
There'll
be more than that. You'll just turn up, and there'll just be a tiny wee shack with one Mars bar in it. And then just a note saying go home.
Yeah,
it does sound like a Scottish.
I had an image of like full on like posh waiters walking around of like little kind of Mars bar canapes,
leaking grease out onto their silver plates.
Yeah.
Would Madam care to try a Milky Way?
What you are,
Madam? What?
Okay, Coffee Jesus says, which monster in games, movies, or books unsettles you the most, and for what reason?
Ooh, that's a good question. Monster in games, movies, and books. Well, I
Bowser.
Guess it's what you mean by monster, I guess. Because it would probably be my goat Batman thing.
I said Batman thing, not Batman thing.
Because I think my go-to would be the X-Files and something. Maybe, see, they're not, I don't know if they count as monsters. The episode Home, which was like banned, and it's basically just like really like inbred people.
Yeah.
Like, that freaked me out.
You don't like inbred people, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Norfolk's like your idea of hell.
Oh, yeah, I go there and I just panic.
Oh, God, they put so many terms!
It's like, I had a friend of mine, she was from a kind of small country village, so we always had an on-running joke that she was a bit inbred, and, as you do. Yep. And one of my friends wrote her a birthday card once, and it was, oh, dear, you know, Jessie, that's her name, there you go.
Confirmed.
Let's call her Jessie, because
Because that's it's on a birth certificate.
She's a birth certificate.
Oh yeah. Well, I had to check if her parents are related. And it was like, if you were any more inbred, you'd be a sandwich. And I was like, oh,
nice.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Sorry, can I have a double chocolate Viennese swirl, please?
Yeah, by all means. I've brought these.
Put the baby food on it.
No,
give me baby food.
I am not touching any more baby food at all.
Let's have another question. Joseph Nielsen, who is that? He keeps asking us.
He didn't actually answer the monster question.
All of them.
Oh, yes, that's
all
right.
All monsters. Joseph Nielsen says, what Vault Tech style experiments would you put? This is the same question as that other person. Why do people want us to?
It's because everyone's playing this game.
Yeah,
except
me. Are you not playing it?
No.
Oh my god, I'm so addicted to it. Sorry, I'm making so much rustling of getting out of Viennese swirl.
What experiments would we play on our hapless vault dwellers?
Oh, they do look like little poos.
They do. They're sort of brown and they're swirls. And
they look
like
dog, like little dog.
It's pit. The biscuits, just to clarify.
So, experiments, we've already said this, we just feed them baby food. I mean, that's not the most exciting vault you could stumble upon. Like, you've got the clone vault, and you've got, like, the other ones.
I always like the vault where they like, had a plant experiment, and it went wrong, and you have all those really weird, like, plant monsters, because you never see plants in Fallout.
Maybe we'd
like
have baby food monsters, because, you know, radiation plus baby food.
No, we'd have this mysterious entity called Shannon that would just, like, you'd be attacked by, like, this weird, like, ghost-type thing, and then there'd be all these, like, people, like, have gone crazy, and they're just, like, murmuring, Shannon, under
Shannon,
their breath.
Shannon.
And then, it's time for Grandpa's lunch!
That's the code word. Mm-hmm. Ben Ted says, will there ever be a Toku YouTube channel?
No.
No, that requires time. And makeup. Ugh.
See, that's the thing about a podcast. We like it because we can look like shit.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I've spent...
Well, I don't.
Well, yeah, but you're always on...
I mean, I do, to be fair.
It's because so I just came from doing a Batman video, so I did my makeup all like Batman, so I look like Batman.
See, I've spent
like
my...
Like the Joker, you mean?
Yeah.
I've spent my entire day sitting alone in my flat transcribing a Batman interview, so I've been slowly going insane. But I spent half of this with a migraine strip on my head, which looks like I've just stuck a sanitary towel
that's
to my forehead.
What Batman looks so, like. In the early days, when he was like, I need a mask, sanitary towel.
That was his original costume.
Yeah. That was at the art thing, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. It was just like, why is there a sanitary towel stuck on a mannequin? And they're like, oh, yeah. Holly, mm-hmm. you're not a proper fan. Mm-hmm. You don't know that?
Not Arthur.
Yeah, good point.
Stu says, what's your policy on the big Tsum-Tsum labels? Leave them on or take them off? Cut them off. And Harry, who's reminding us how to say his name because we've never said it right, says, Pamely as in family. Now, that depends on how you say family, really.
Oh, so it's Pamely as in family.
Family, Pamely.
We would say family in Glasgow.
Really?
So it's Harry Pamely.
This doesn't help, Harry Pamely.
Come on.
God damn it. What's your favourite type of Pokemon? Mine is fighting. Love the show. And hi, Chris.
Hello.
That was your question.
Just establish hello.
What is your favourite type
just
of Pokemon?
Just in case he felt ignored.
Fire type.
I quite like fairy type now, because I think it's quite cute.
Mine's water. I always go for
dragon.
Water.
Dragon.
See, I always went for the water starters. I always went for, like, Piplup, Squirtle.
I always went for the one that was cutest.
See, I always went fire type, but then usually the first boss or second boss would be, like, a water type. And I'd get
that's
my
how they get you. Because they know you're going to go fire type.
Yeah.
So predictable.
They're like, oh, it's Chris again.
And yet every time there's a new game, I think, they won't do it this time. No.
Really, in a Pokemon game?
The same formula?
Game Freak!
No. Do we all have an answer then?
Yeah, fire water.
Type. Ghost. Psychic.
You've said every
Dark.
Type.
You went, oh no, I like fairy. No,
I like
ghost,
fairy,
psychic.
Dragon,
I like all the
ghost
kind
types?
Of like magical creatures, basically. So like,
what,
yeah,
so all
fairy,
of them?
Dragon, yeah. Psychic, and ghost. There you go.
But, what? That no, what? That's not how it works, Kate.
That's how it works.
As opposed to the realistic ones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
fire
Pikachu.
And water actually
like Trubbish.
What was Trubbish? Like,
normal,
what was his type?
Probably. Normal's like the, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Isn't that what fucking Pidgey is? Whatever's Pidgey.
Pidgey's
flying.
Flying.
Type.
Yeah. Yeah. Being a bird.
I forgot they had a flying type.
What's...
Well, sorry, it's because I spend all my day with penguins. Because I'm the holy penguin. I don't
biscuits,
think birds can fly.
Obviously.
Yeah,
they
obviously.
Don't fly. They're not birds.
No. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so what is Trubbish?
It's just a big thing of rubbish.
Bag. No, but like, what type is he?
I'm pretty sure he's normal, but I'm going to look it up.
Because I can guess what he looks like from the name. It's when they've started just looking around their office and like, oh, what are we going to do now? I don't know, fucking lampy.
We'll have one who's a candle, and there is one who's a candle as well.
Yeah, there is.
We'll have one who's a desk. I don't know.
There's an amazing...
He's poison!
There's an
poison,
amazing Pokemon story. I need to look something up just to get my facts right for this.
When you take the bins out... And they are poison.
Yeah.
And that's why he's poison.
That's why you always lose a little bit of life when you take the bins out.
Yep, you have to go back in and drink a health potion, which looks a lot like baby food.
Oh, put it away.
Yeah, it's organic.
You're just obsessed with that baby food.
I don't know, you just...
It's quite squidgy.
You won't stop playing with it. I'm expecting you to like squidge it and it'll explode and be quite gross.
Squidge.
Right, this is
squidge.
Incredible.
What?
I don't have it here. I was just trying to get the information that I need. Years ago, like my favourite internet reply I've ever seen to anything was years ago. Someone linked me to a Pokemon forum, and this guy told a story, and it was the creepiest story you've ever seen. But it was the reply that was amazing. So basically, the story was this guy had went to Nintendo World store in New York for the launch of a Pokemon game.
Yeah,
and when he sat out, he bought the game and sat outside. And there was like a young girl like sitting outside playing the game, and she must have been like 12 or 13, he said. And he sat down next to her and was saying, "Oh, how's it going? Are you playing Pokemon?" And started talking about Pokemon with her.
How old is this guy?
It must have been like, I don't know what, mid 20s or something. I'm guessing just by the way. And so it was really a really, really creepy story. And I said, and so she's saying, what, let's see, what team have you got? And she showed him what her Pokemon team was. And so, and on her team, I'm just checking the facts here. On her team, she had Execute, the Pokemon, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And he took some water, there was like a fountain nearby, and dropped it on her leg, like her bare leg, right?
What?
And said, basically, if you were, if this was a water stone, you would have evolved into Executor or something by now. And she kind of giggled, and he went, and he's posting all this thing about, I know she was really young, but it was a really exciting thing. Ah! And the first reply was, Execute evolves with a leaf stone, not a water stone. Wait a minute. That's really not the priority. That's really not the dodgy thing.
Oh, my God.
That was lovely.
I'm going to Pokemon World. Well, I'm going to New York. I'm not specifically going to Nintendo World and soon. So I will look out for that man.
Look out for that man.
I will. And I will go up to him and be like, it's a fucking leaf stone.
I like Nintendo World's not as good as it used to be. I went years ago and they had like a almost like a museum bit in the middle, and it had old like Nintendo systems that were never made and stuff like that. Right. And it's not there anymore.
All the Nintendo systems that were never made.
They had one. They had
so they went inside the brains of all the guys who worked at Nintendo and were like, oh, there's one that kind of looks like a pony.
There was one called the AES before the NES, and they designed it, and it was all metallic and had like a metallic light gun and stuff and a proper keyboard. And then they decided, actually, we're not going to do this.
Metallic, and metallic things are automatically cool.
They showed it at one trade show and nobody was interested, so then they made Rob the Robot.
Poor Nintendo.
It's a shame. I'll show you.
We have one more question.
What is that question?
Will this episode be an E3 recap? We should have asked that at the start.
Yeah, not really.
Yes, it will be. But we're done now, so...
Mind. Oh, well. What did I like about E3? I don't know. Yeah.
There was a Mass Effect bit. That was exciting. It was really short, but it was cool.
The Mass Effect bit was ridiculous. It was like... It was literally like a minute, and then Mass Effect Andromeda, and it was like, look online for more. And it's like, what? No! Don't be like that.
This doesn't work on a podcast, but I'll tweet a link to it. There's the Nintendo AVS.
That's pretty. That's not as
like it.
No,
it's not as chrome as I thought it would be.
No. You said metallic. That's
well,
that's
it's, it's just it's not reflecting well.
Lies.
Listen, 50 Blades of Grey. I saw.
That's me. It's about to be 49 in a minute, mate.
Whoa!
That's one of my catchphrases.
What, mate?
I thought your catchphrase was just blur.
Blur.
I have many catchphrases. One for each knife.
I don't have it. Oh, Jesus. That'll be that'll be a tedious match.
I'm gonna start naming
if only you could put them in some sort of book.
That's the actual deal.
50 phrase of
it's got a bit far from the source material.
It's decent. I'll give
close
it that.
Enough. Yeah,
we've done all the questions now.
Yeah, I think we should probably wrap it up. We've kind of hit our, you know, extra person limits that we're allowed
that
to.
You've just made up.
Yeah, that we've just pulled out of our heads. So you should.
Yeah, right.
You should follow us all on Twitter. I'm Nielsen_Holly.
I'm Hannah Dajah.
Oh, I'm Scully1888.
We just looked at you and you were sitting there like, and you?
That's what I do. I always give my Twitter.
I always think, because you know, some people put the date they were, well, the year they were born.
Yeah, that's why it can, why is it 1888?
It's very sad. It's the year Celtic Football Club was formed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're
A lot of people think it's the first of the 1888.
But have you seen, what is it? The new Spider-Man guy. His Twitter handle at the end, it says 1996.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, okay.
He's 19.
That depresses me, though, because I'm 1983. And that's pretty
nice. People are that old?
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
We have brains and everything.
You must have watched Jurassic World and be like, it didn't look like this.
No, I didn't. It's my brother. Jurassic World was amazing, actually.
Is it like?
It's good.
Is it aware of how like silly it is?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
I've tried to describe it without spoiling anything. Basically, if it'll never be as good as the first one.
Yeah.
People were hope. There's no
it's
way
never gonna.
But it's second best by a massive amount. Cool. So it's excellent.
That's good. I like it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yes. And seeing Chris's brethren.
Exactly.
That's Chris Scully, not Chris Pratt, who is unrelated to the dinosaurs.
No. That's true.
That's fun fact.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Did you see the magazine article I got about Chris Pratt?
No.
And it may have been an American one or something, some sort of country that doesn't know what the word Pratt also means. And the headline was just Jurassic Pratt.
Well, like, I don't want to say the word, but apparently in Jurassic World, there's like a bit, they have a nickname for these dinosaurs. And it's like, if they had it at the Nintendo World Championships as well, bringing it back to E3.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a slang word for, like, Patrick.
Really?
But it sounds like a kind of nasty word that we have in Britain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know. Like, is it wanker?
No.
Is it like wanker?
No.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. I haven't seen it!
I don't know what the word is!
No, but there is a dinosaur called, like, a pachycephalosaurus or something like that.
Shorten that down.
Yeah.
And they had it in the Nintendo World Championships as well. They had a guy there. I just switched it on, like, before the Bethesda thing, and I was like, what? Yeah. Hang on a minute. And
it's pretty awkward.
I was totally there. Not inside the building.
In spirit.
I had work to do, and I was outside, and they were like, do you want to come in? Here's a ticket. And I was like, yes. But then there were loads of people there. Like, loads of people, and they all had Splatoon hats on.
Aww.
We asked a queue.
That sounds really nice.
And then I beat them all up.
Oh,
and there was some really obnoxious child hosting it as well.
Oh, yeah. He went away, though.
Like, running around, like, pepping the crowd up, and I was like, who are you?
Yeah.
Was he important?
Did you give him a swirly and then, like, steal his lunch money?
Someone needs to.
Yeah.
I've got one more film screening to do before I move, and I want to show The Wizard.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Wizard?
Oh, I think I've heard about this. Is this a Nintendo one? Yeah.
That's how I'm going to end it, I think.
Yeah.
This is how the world ends.
Well, you said, that's how I'm going to end it. I thought you were like, what, your life? I guess that's how I'm going to go
out.
I'm going
to leap out the window as soon as it finishes. I'm like, goodbye, everyone.
This is how God wants it. So yes, you should also follow us on Instagram and Tumblr. We're Toku Podcast. And on Twitter, we're Toku _podcast.
Don't forget the underscore.
Because someone else had Toku Podcast.
Assholes.
Yeah. And I'm so sorry if you're listening to this Toku Podcast.
You scum.
You scum.
I formally apologise for anyone I may have offended. Not limited to you two.
Thanks.
Yeah, I do not accept that apology.
Yeah, that's
not after eating baby food.
I'm going to put it in all your sandwiches.
Oh, no. Yeah. But you usually make my sandwiches so well.
Oh, yes, I do.
Right, we should probably wrap it up and say bye, or we'll carry on rambling. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, remember to rate and review us.
Yeah, please. We said we'd read the review. We'll do it next time.
Yeah, we keep on promising. We'll do it eventually, so say something nice. Do it.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.